This is Akashvani. The news read by Harpreet Kaur. Country's real GDP is estimated to grow by 7.4% in the financial year 2026, and the growth is likely to range between 6.8% and 7.2% in the financial year 2027. This was projected in the economic survey presented by Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in the Parliament. According to the economic survey, the Indian economy has maintained strong growth momentum in the financial year 2026. Private consumption and capital formation continue to support expansion, while services remain the key contributor on the supply side. Manufacturing activity has strengthened and agriculture has provided stability. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the Economic Survey 2025-26 clearly shows that country's development journey is inclusive and sustainable. Addressing the media at his residence in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan said that the survey is not merely a compilation of statistics, but a mirror of government's efforts and its commitment.
Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, an inclusive and self-reliant Bharat is being built. This is also clearly reflected in the economic survey report. Especially today when I speak about the agriculture and rural development sector, I say with great pride that I extend my heartfelt congratulations and gratitude to our farmers. It is because of their hard work, dedication and sweat along with the government's programs and policies that the average agricultural growth rate of our country over the past 5 years has been 4.4%.
वो 4.4% रही है।
The Supreme Court ordered that the University Grants Commission Promotion of Equity in Higher Education Institutions Regulations 2026 be kept in abeyance. The court expressed certain reservations about the regulations, which are being challenged by as discriminatory towards general category. The court suggested that the regulations must be revisited by a committee comprising eminent jurists. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India, Suryakant, and Justice Joy Mallya Bagchi was hearing 3 writ petitions which challenged the constitutionality of the 2026 regulations. The court issued notice to the Centre and the University Grants Commission on the petitions, returnable on 19th of March. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized on the need to work towards an artificial intelligence AI ecosystem which is transparent, impartial and secure. Mr. Modi said this while interacting with CEOs and experts working in the field of AI at his residence in New Delhi. The Prime Minister highlighted that India has a unique proposition of scale, diversity and democracy, due to which the world trusts India's digital infrastructure. Delhi government approved schemes worth 728 crore rupees to effectively accelerate the pace of development in the Trans-Yamuna region in the national capital. The budget allocation was announced by Chief Minister Rekha Gupta during the Trans-Yamuna Area Development Board TYADB meeting. During the meeting, the Chief Minister stated that there would be no shortage of funds for the development of the Trans-Yamuna region. Beating the retreat ceremony marking the culmination of the 77th Republic Day celebrations was held at Vijay Chowk in New Delhi. The ceremony was attended by President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Union Ministers. In a social media post, the Prime Minister shared glimpses of the beating retreat and said that the tunes performed by the Army Military Band at the ceremony were excellent. He said the formations of Operation Sindoor, 150 years of Vande Mataram, the cricketing triumph of India's Nari Shakti, as well as the representations of Ashni Drone, Bhairav Battalion and the ancient Garud View Battle were masterful. Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP National President Nitin Naveen will be on a 2-day visit to Goa beginning today. During his visit, he will chair several organizational meetings and interact with party booth workers in different constituencies. The party president's visit will play a crucial role in further strengthening the BJP's booth-level organization in Goa. And Niti Aayog convened a consultative meeting with state maritime boards, port operators and central ministries in New Delhi. In a social media post, Niti Aayog informed that the meeting deliberated on the key issues and challenges faced by non-major ports. And that is the end of this news bulletin.